Chapter 56. In the warm confines of the Otox Bridge, Clayzak sat comfortably in a high-backed chair, watching the ice-studded waters slip by. It had been an impulsive and dangerous act to capture the Americans, he knew, and equally impulsive to toss them into the barge and tow them along. He still wasn't quite sure what he was going to do with the captives, but he praised his own good luck. The Polar Dawn's crew had fallen right into his lap, and, with them, the opportunity to ignite the flames of contention between Canada and the U.S. The Canadian government would be seething in the belief that the Polar Dawn's crew had escaped via an American military operation that had crossed its territorial borders. Zack laughed at the prospect, knowing that Canada's contemptuous prime minister wouldn't be letting the Americans set foot in the Canadian Arctic for quite some time to come. It was more than Goyette could have hoped for. The industrialist had told him of the riches in the Arctic that were there for the taking as global warming continued to melt the barriers of access. Goyette had already struck it rich with the Melville Sound natural gas field, but there was also oil to be had. By some estimates, potentially 25% of the planet's total oil reserves were trapped under the Arctic. The rapid melt-off in Arctic ice was making it all accessible now to those with the right foresight. The first to grab the rights and lock up the resources would be the one to prosper, Goyette had said. The big American oil companies and mining conglomerates had already been expanding their influence in the region. Goyette could never hope to compete head-to-head. But if they were removed from the playing field, it was a different picture. Goyette could monopolize vast chunks of Arctic resources, setting himself up for billions in profits. That would be a bigger payoff than the ruthenium, Zack thought. But he might well score on both fronts. Finding the mineral without interference was almost assured. Eliminating the American competition from future exploration was well within reach. Goyette would owe him and owe him big. With a content look on his face, Zack stared back at the passing ice and casually waited for the Royal Geographical Society islands to draw closer.